Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Students must be free to analyze the evidence for and against evolution. I'm Robert Crowther, Director of Communications at the CSC in Seattle. If students are to learn science and not merely be indoctrinated with Darwinism as an unquestionable dogma, they must analyze the actual evidence for and against it, says Discovery Institute Senior Fellow and Biologist Jonathan Wells. And he's not alone. That opinion is shared by most around the country. Poll after poll shows the majority of Americans support science standards that include critical analysis of Darwinian theory, standards that are already enacted in places such as Kansas, New Mexico, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and South Carolina. Along with the polls conducted for the citizens of the United States, the Discovery Institute's Scientific Dissent from Darwin list now contains signatures from over 600 doctoral scientists from around the world critical of Darwinian theory, including the aforementioned Jonathan Wells, who signed the list because he believes students need to fully understand things like the fossil record, embryos, molecular comparisons, and the study of speciation, among other things. However, a large backlash is coming from the scientific establishment. Why? For the answer, we once again turn to Jonathan Wells, who says, "Most science teachers have been taught that Darwinism is a fact, and that the only alternative to it is the religious doctrine of the Genesis chronology as literally true." So, now we understand why the scientific establishment is against critical analysis standards, but what about a small but loud number of average citizens? You can chalk that up to disinformation and outright deception. People continue to scream that critically analyzing Darwinian evolution is equal to intelligent design. However, that assertion simply is not true. In fact, nothing could be farther from the truth. Proponents want critical analysis so students learn more about Darwinian evolution, not less. And none of the science standards implementing critical analysis mention intelligent design in any way, shape, or form. In short, critically analyzing Darwinian evolution in the classroom is a reasonable and logical step, one that Charles Darwin himself would have supported. After all, he did write in his acclaimed 19th century classic, The Origin of the Species, that, quote, "A fair result can be obtained only by fully stating and balancing the facts and arguments on both sides of each question," end quote. I'm Robert Crowther for IDTF at the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Pennant. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.